So, Nigel, how did you see it in the end?
Two different halves again. First half, very disappointing, a bit like the Swindon one. And then second half, when we played with some more intensity and some urgency, we controlled the game and probably should have gone on and won it.
It was a situation where in the second half you made a couple of substitutions, didn't you, and brought on Davis and Scougal, and instantly that paid dividend, didn't it? And all of a sudden the team looked a lot brighter.
They did, and it's just difficult trying to balance because Stephen Scougal's carrying this hamstring problem, so we don't want to lose him for next week. Ben Davis had just played a few games and was absolutely shattered the other night, so we're trying to, you know, balance it and rotate them as best we can. And try and look after them because we don't want to lose anybody for 8 days' time.
It's a situation where, again, there is that flatness. Can you put your finger on why, albeit only in a couple of games, Sheffield United have been slow starters?
Yeah, just of late. The only thing we can put it down to a little bit is fatigue, where we've played so many games. I think somebody just told us about 17 since February the 1st or something like that, which I'm not sure if it's right or not, but we do seem to have had an awful lot. And believe it or not, it kicks in ways like that. We're a little bit laboured at times in the first half, and Orient were a bit brighter than us. But they've got to, you know, you've got to get that out of your system if you can, and just try and start a bit brighter as we did in the second half, and the game changed.
It was funny, really, because they didn't really look like scoring. Collins was having a strong first half performance, and all of a sudden, it was such a good finish from Cox for them to take the lead.
Yeah, it was. Little so-and-so scored two against us now.
Hasn't he now? Yeah. Both good goals.
Both brilliant goals, and I don't think many people would have completed that sort of finish that he did. But it was a scrappy goal from our point of view. We had a couple of chances to clear it on the edge of the box, and it was one of those where you're just looking to get in at 0-0 at half time and then liven it up a bit and maybe change one or two things. We didn't get the opportunity, but much, much better second half again. Always better to have a good second half than a first half, you know, and even down to injury time, we're trying to get that winner.
And Jamie Murphy, obviously we know he can play in a couple of roles, but as soon as he moved up front, it was almost instantaneous. He's skinned their centre-half and off he goes and scores.
Yeah, great ball through from Ben Davis as well. And just gives it a different sort of focus when he's up there. He stretches their defenders. I don't think they like to see him going up there after, you know, 60 minutes or so when they're not very fresh. And it was a great finish. People underestimate them. When you're one-on-one with the goalkeeper and you've got some time to go around him and side-footed it, and brilliant finish. And I thought there was only one team after that going to win it. I think all credit to Orient, they stuck under the strike one with 10 minutes to go and went for it a little bit as well. But Mark Howard's been largely unused in the second half.
So positives then, 2 points from two automatic promotion chasers, or certainly before today, two automatic promotion chasers. Happy with that?
Yes and no. There have been two good games, and I think the gap, there isn't much in it between us and the top six teams, which is nice, and I think we've seen that over the last 2 or 3 months with our results. So it's a case of the group that we've got improving, adding hopefully 3 or 4 players to it, quality players, and then the gap. We hope to actually surpass these sort of teams and get in that top six and beyond ourselves.
Can you now sort of put paid to all thoughts of the playoffs this year? I think it's 8 points, the gap now.
Yeah, and there's a few teams in between us, but not quite. I think we're more than capable of winning 5 out of 6 of our last games. So if you can put that sort of points total on the board, what would that be? 67, 68, something like that. If you can put that total on the board, then Peterborough have got to beat it.
And they are, well, it's just, yeah, it's the teams in between, isn't it? It's just too congested right now.
It is, but some funny results again, but we're down. We've got a nice gap now. I don't think there's anybody below us, but I tell you what, if you've asked us a few months ago, when you look at how many teams are actually involved in that relegation fight now, I think it's up to halfway in the league. So we're delighted not to be involved in that scrap, which it looked like we were going to be at one stage.
So a lot of fans will be asking about the next couple of games. What's in your mind early, albeit only 25 minutes or so after this one, about team selection for Rotherham United then? How much do you have to rest maybe a few players, because on Sunday, of course, it's huge?
That's the more important one, without doubt. So whatever we're going to do, we'll do it with Sunday in mind as regards Tuesday. And it'll be how the lads have recovered come Monday morning. Injury-wise as well, we lost Jose Baxter yesterday morning in training. He just twisted his ankle, so it was precautionary that he wasn't involved today. Little Stephen Scougal's been carrying this hamstring problem, so we didn't want to risk him again. And so everything will be make sure that we give ourselves every best chance for next Sunday.
From Sheffield United's perspective, I suppose, Rotherham United have just secured their playoff place today, so that may mean they have a different take on Tuesday night as well.
I don't think so. I think they'll want to come here and win, but we have to have our thoughts on Sunday as much as we we want to get a result on Tuesday night against Rotherham. The priority is Sunday. You know, you get one chance at an FA Cup semi-final, and we have to make sure that that is we do everything we can to give ourselves the best chance.
Just finally, I know we've asked about it a couple of times. I've asked about it. Paul's asked about it. It was virtually there. Freeman, is that done now? Signed off till the end of the season?
I think Monday it should all be done, and he'll that'll be confirmed then. I think all the paperwork's in hand and everything's agreed with Derby, so shouldn't be any hold-ups with that.
Thank you very much indeed.
That's a pleasure. Good luck for next Sunday.
Oh, very kind, and same to you as well.